We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Police in Spain killed five people suspected of ramming a car into a group of pedestrians at a town south of Barcelona. Police say the incident is linked to yesterday's vehicle attack on a busy Barcelona pedestrian walk that left 13 dead and dozens injured. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the Barcelona attack. FBI counterterrorism official and ABC contributor Steve Gomez says this is an especially complex attack for ISIS.
You have the vehicle aspect to it, these explosives that were found at a house that went off. So you had the use of explosives that was another aspect to it. And now you have these five people that are dead in a shootout with law enforcement and the potential that they had explosive belts that could have been used in an attack. All of this is very concerning.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We'll be watching for some areas of rain making its way into south-central Kansas here early on. That will likely come to an end by 11 or noontime. Then another chance of a thunderstorm by this afternoon as a cool front pushes our way, our high 91. Rain chances end this evening, our low 68, 95 on Saturday. And for the solar eclipse on Monday, our computer model showing very few clouds and will stay dry. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. The former city attorney for Manhattan has pleaded guilty to federal child pornography charges.
55-year-old Bill Raymond of Andover pleaded guilty Thursday to three counts of transporting child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography. He admitted that he had emailed child porn to himself using a cell phone and a computer and that he possessed child pornography. The crimes occurred in Butler and Riley counties. Raymond was Manhattan city attorney from 2012 to 15. He previously was an assistant county counselor in Sedgwick County. Sentencing was set for November the 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback held a news conference Thursday afternoon at the El Dorado Correctional Facility, announcing changes to the Kansas Department of Corrections pay structure. Governor says there are plenty of job openings.
This is a challenge. You say it's a good challenge in the sense that we have jobs. We need to be more competitive in our recruitment here at the state of Kansas, and that's the steps we're taking today. This is the first step. I would also encourage the employee unions to not delay implementation of these raises so we can be more competitive in the job market.
Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood joined the governor for the announcement.
Where in past years we've had really ample applicants to fill behind the turnover that we've had, we've seen here over the last year or so that that applicant pool has really dried up.
Governor says under the new structure, all uniformed corrections staff will receive an approximately 5% pay increase.
The second annual Love Your Community event is going to take place Saturday at Evergreen Park in North Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it's going to be a series of activities all day tomorrow.
Community cleanup will be from 8 to 10. Then from 12 to 12:30, there will be a community parade. At 1 to 2 o'clock, guest speakers have been invited to come and be involved in this event. And then from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock that evening, festivities will begin, which includes a car show, 3-versus-3 basketball, dodgeball, football camp, talent show.
Love Your Community takes place tomorrow at Evergreen Park. It's at 27th North in Arkansas.
And in case you haven't heard, a solar eclipse is coming Monday. Tracy Kalhoff is Director of Education at Wichita's Exploration Place, the Sedgwick County Science and Discovery Center. She tells KNSS News a total eclipse is rare and will be tracking north of here through southern Nebraska.
There's a 70-mile-wide path that they call the Path of Totality, and that is where that shadow is born, what we call the umbra, and that is 100% coverage of the sun by the moon's shadow. So the moon is going to cover it completely, and it'll be total darkness.
Kalhoff says the Wichita area will see a 93% eclipse Monday.
In the guerrilla warfare pitting police officers and addiction specialists against the makers and sellers of opioids, a terrifying new weapon is under development.
Prescription drugs like hydrocodone or OxyContin have legitimate uses as painkillers, but they're highly addictive. And once the prescription runs out, says Mark Woodward of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, users sometimes turn to the black market.
Oftentimes they think they're buying heroin or they think they're buying oxycodone out on the streets when it could be a black market synthetic opioid.
Like the potentially deadly fentanyl. In the last year, four new chemical varieties of that drug have been identified in Oklahoma alone. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Senior Services of Wichita is planning a big construction project at its facility west of downtown. Development Director Chris Hyman tells KNSS News it's a project that involves tearing down and rebuilding a facility that turns out as many as 1,000 meals on wheels a day and renovating a second building, the Senior Center.
I would say a year to 18 months to finish the project. I will say that we have completed raising 50% of a $6 million project. So we've been able to secure $3 million.
And Hyman says there won't be any interruption in the Meals on Wheels program, so folks are going to get their meals while the construction goes on. Chris Hyman is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Now 8:37, it is time for Entertainment News, The Blur with Ted Woodward.
Got a ton of music news for you, Steve, including new music. A tour has got pushed back a little bit, and of course, Biebs.
Swish, swish.
Fans will have to wait just a bit longer to witness Katy Perry's Witness, the tour. It was supposed to kick off in 3 weeks, but apparently the sets won't be ready in time, so she's pushing it back 2 weeks, and she assures fans it'll be worth the wait. Justin Bieber still wants to be friends. That's the message in new music out Thursday, the single called Friends.
And if it ends, can we be friends?
The track was produced by Blood Pop, who worked with Bieber on the smash hit Sorry, and new music from Weezer. The song Mexican Fender will be part of Weezer's just-announced 11th album called Pacific Daydream, out October 27th. 90s nostalgia in full swing at MTV, which is relaunching Unplugged, the show that gave us the iconic Nirvana album and more. Unplugged returns September 8th, the first artist unplugging, Shawn Mendes.
Let's go, girls.
And a couple of years after announcing she was done touring, Shania Twain is doing, guess what, another tour. It kicks off next May. I'm Jason Athenson.
Ooh, Shania Twain.
There you go, yeah. She was on The Tonight Show this week.
How about her?
Today, Miley Cyrus is releasing her new single, Younger Now.
Change is a thing you can count on.
Steve McIntosh is jamming over here. He's liking that. That's the title track to her forthcoming album, which will come out in late September.
Oh, good.
A little Miley Cyrus for you there, Steve. I know you're enjoying that.
Oh, I like Miley.
Spider-Man had a great summer run on the big screen. Now he's coming to the small screen. Robbie Daymond is the voice of the web-slinger in the new Disney XD series, Marvel's Spider-Man. He speaks with ABC Radio about why this version is worth it.
It's really well done because it has all of these homages, and it's evocative without being like, derivative. It's new but familiar. I really think that kids are going to enjoy it. And if you're a fan of Spider-Man comics and you like big sweeping arcs with big stories, this is going to be the show for you.
Oh, yeah. My grandkids love evocative. Anything evocative, they go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
I don't know what evocative means.
Well, we'll let the Spider-Man figure that out. Series starts just a few weeks after Peter gets his powers that debuts tomorrow. Spider-Man, Disney XD. Music Theater of Wichita, last weekend of the summer. Newsies.
Newsies going on, yeah.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and that'll wrap up the entire season for Music Theater of Wichita. My gosh, the summer has gone by so fast. Another great job by Wayne Bryan and all the great actors and actresses and people behind the scenes that do music theater every year. You want to go see Newsies? Catch it today, tomorrow, or Sunday before it wraps up at Century 2.
Yeah, way to go, Wayne.
Yep, Wayne did another
great job.
Wayne just had a birthday last week.
I know.
Are
you going to say how old he is?
I think it was a milestone.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Wayne.
He's like Coach Snyder. He just keeps going on and on there.
Yeah. And let's get a box office preview and a little spotlight on Obi-Wan.
It's not looking like a lucky weekend at the box office. Two movies opening, which may compete for the same audience. Logan Lucky is the latest from director Steven Soderbergh.
I know how they move the money.
With a stellar cast, including Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, Katie Holmes, and Hilary Swank, the well-reviewed heist film may not crack $10 million.
More big stars in The Hitman's Bodyguard, Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson.
You know how long I've been waiting for this?
Look for it to win the weekend, but it probably won't crack 20 million. First Han Solo.
May the Force be with you.
Now Obi-Wan.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
According to multiple reports, Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi will be the subject of an upcoming standalone Star Wars movie. The character was first played by Sir Alec Guinness in the first three films, then Ewan McGregor in the second trilogy. It's still way too early to say who would play him in this upcoming version. There's no script and no director yet. And a bunch of birthdays today. Robert Redford, Christian Slater, Edward Norton, Caitlin Olsen, and Andy Samberg. I'm Jason Athanson.
Hey, Robert
Redford. Speaking of the birthdays there, Bob Redford, 81 today. Wow. Do you have a favorite Robert Redford
song? 3 Days of the Condor hits me right.
Okay.
I love that movie. He's done some good ones. Done some really good ones.
I would go with The Natural as my favorite.
Yeah.
Ahead of Butch Cassidy.
I'm not a great big Butch Cassidy, but okay. I'd go with The Natural, 3 Days of the Condor, All the President's Men.
All the President's Men. I mean,
this guy is a treasure. He is
Robert Redford, 81 today.
Had a great, great career.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, this weekend is the 75th anniversary of a movie that I think you turned me on to, Steve. The Talk of the Town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cary Grant, Ronald Coleman, Gene Arthur.
Gene Arthur is terrific.
It came out 75 years ago this weekend. It's billed as a comedy. It's got a wallop of a dramatic script.
It does. It's really good.
And it deals with potential terrorism.
Yeah.
Potential violence. Potential mob rule.
Law enforcement. Courts.
There's some great, great discussions in this movie about law.
Yes.
And the way law works in this country.
Yeah.
And some of the things we're talking about in this movie are just as relevant today as they are. If you ever watch this movie, it's very interesting.
Good. Gene Arthur,
The Talk of the Town.
The young Gene Arthur and Cary Grant are fantastic.
And
Ronald Coleman.
And Ronald Coleman is this law professor. It's very, very interesting, so check it out. And I thought I'd leave you with this one, Steve, as we go into the weekend. Maybe you watched it last night. Did you watch The Gong Show on ABC last night?
No, I did not.
Well, I'll give you a little piece of it here. Here he comes. It's the man with a tiny head.
My wife and I were happy for 20 years, and then we met each other. The other day, she showed me a magazine article that said women who carry some extra weight live a lot longer than men who mention it. I'm getting old. I'm getting old, Dad.
You're a terrible person.
So now...
Yes, the man with a tiny head got gonged. See, he had the Steve McIntosh joke book out. You're loving this over here.
Oh, yeah.
You would never have
dumber
gone
the
that.
Better.
You would have
not
been falling out of your chair.
I want to hear some more. More jokes. Okay.
I've been enjoying The Gong Show this
summer. Oh, man.
There you go. I thought I'd give that a little bit to you here to wrap up
my
the week.
Stomach's
I know. You're over there convulsing. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Here's your plan for the weekend.
You bet.
Now, they're closed on Sunday, so you got to get there today or tomorrow. Just head on down to K-15. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You want a tasty pizza? You just drive on down to K-15 before Steve has a conniption fit over here. 208 South Baltimore. Mm-mm, Pizza John's in Derby.
My wife and I were happy for 20 years, then we met. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.